This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. An updated version of Elijah McClain's autopsy is expected to come out next hour. A judge ordered its release following a lawsuit by multiple news organizations led by CPR. Earlier this month, it was discovered McClain's autopsy was amended after a grand jury investigation. That grand jury indicted three police officers and two paramedics. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died after Aurora police forcibly restrained him in 2019. He had done nothing illegal. Paramedics injected him with ketamine, a powerful sedative. We'll have more on the updated autopsy throughout the day on CPR News. The American Lung Association has given a retired Colorado physician a top honor. It presented Dr. Caroline Dressler with its C. Everett Koop Unsung Hero Award. During her career, she worked at the state, national, and international levels to prevent tobacco-caused disease and death.
And it was finding a way to have fewer people die from lung cancer, but it's transformed into having fewer people die from tobacco.
Dressler is from Ouray County. She was inspired to go into the field after watching her grandmother die from smoke-caused lung cancer. She helped establish a global group aimed at ending the tobacco epidemic. A Denver jury has found a man guilty of killing a woman who was walking her dog near Coors Field in 2020. 38-year-old Michael Close had originally pleaded not guilty based on insanity. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley reports that he shot and killed Isabella Thallis and injured her boyfriend, Darian Simon.
Police say Close started an argument with Thallis and Simon about them allowing their dog to go to the bathroom near his home. After a verbal spat, Close fired shots at the couple with an AK-47, according to the Denver DA's office. He was found guilty of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and two counts of assault. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Find more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.